This is Capital Insider, your weekly look inside Oklahoma politics, policy, and government. I'm Dick Pryor with the Capital News Director, Sean Ashley. Sean, week two of the legislative session is over. Guns in schools has come up again with a bill that would expand the list of those who could carry weapons in schools and on school grounds. What's the approach the authors are using to do that?
Under existing law, there are two categories of individuals who can carry guns onto school campuses if the school district has a policy permitting it. Those are licensed armed security guards and reserve law enforcement officers. In this case, they would allow that to also include individuals with a handgun permit who have undergone local training in active shooter situations. And it was sort of that latter element that concerned some members of the legislature of the Senate, because it would not be standardized. It would be up to local law enforcement to set those standards and work with the school district in implementing them.
State Attorney General Mike Hunter has announced that the death penalty will be applied again in Oklahoma, this coming 5 years after the state carried out an execution using the wrong drug. How will executions be done now, and when could they start?
Once again, the state plans to use lethal injection, a three-drug cocktail, in order to perform executions. There are two court cases pending related to this, one at the federal level, one at the state level. So it's going to take approval from both the federal court and the state court for executions to begin again. There's at least a 150-day review process on the federal level before those executions can begin, and then the state courts would have to set those dates. So it'll be much later in the year before it's even possible to set those dates if the court agrees the new protocols and procedures are going to meet their concerns.
Office of Juvenile Affairs Executive Director and Secretary of Human Services and Early Childhood Initiatives Steve Buck unexpectedly announced his resignation after only a couple of years on the job. What's OJA done under Buck's leadership?
Well, I think probably one of the most important things it has done is to begin to get the funding and to begin construction on a new facility in Tecumseh that would bring together its female and male populations into a secure facility there. It's something that people had talked about for a number of years, but really had been unable to accomplish. He's done a lot to actually refocus the agency in providing care for these children and for providing rehabilitation opportunities for these children, something they stressed recently when they adopted their statewide plan for detention related to juveniles.
Why is Steve Buck resigning?
Director Buck will be taking a job with Care Providers of Oklahoma, an association of care providers, and perhaps he won't be leaving the Capitol. Perhaps we'll see him up there working on their behalf.
Norman State Senator Rob Standridge has a bill that would change the punishment for strangulation of an intimate partner or family or household member. Why does he say this is needed?
Well, this is an interesting situation. If someone were involved in a fight on the street and strangled a person, the punishment would be greater than if they went home and strangled their intimate partner or another family member. There's that difference in state law. So what he's looking at doing is sort of equalizing those two, making the treatment of someone at home equal to that of someone on the street.
Here's an interesting bill that actually got a hearing. A House committee has passed a bill prohibiting health care providers from using conversion therapy on minors. Now, in opposition, Representative Randy Randleman of Eufaula, who is a doctor of psychology and a proponent of conversion therapy, argued the legislature should not be telling health professionals how to do their job.
But that's something they do all the time.
So is this a debate over regulation or this type of therapy?
It's a debate over both. Representative Randleman indicated that in his practice he has used conversion therapy, which focuses on reorienting an individual's sexual orientation, usually from homosexual or bisexual to heterosexual.
Definitely a bill to watch. Thanks, Sean.
You're very welcome.
And that's Capital Insider. If you have questions, email us at news@kgou.org or contact us on Twitter at KGOU News. You can also find us online at kgou.org and ecapital.net. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.